Heavenly Father, I pray you'd open our eyes this morning, open our hearts to see you for who you are. I pray that we would hear your message this morning and that we would seek you, that you would give us the strength and the courage to follow your words and to embrace your calling on our lives as you lead us day by day. Amen. How's everybody doing this morning? Well, good. Everybody have a pretty good week? I usually talk to you guys at the beginning of the service, so we'll get this taken care of now. I thought it was a really nice week. It's some of the best kite flying weather I think I've ever seen. Only I flew kites. Well, I'm glad everybody had a pretty good week. The weather was beautiful, I thought, aside from some of the wind. Beautiful fall we're having. It's my favorite season, and it's really nice to have one this year. Last year, we didn't. No, it was too bad. All right, 4 weeks now. We've been talking about being led by God for 4 weeks. It's something that God laid on my heart one afternoon. He just said, okay, I want you to talk about this, and then we're going to move into this, and then we're going to do this, this, and this. And each week, we've looked at something different, but you know, they've all kind of had to do with the same thing, and they're all personal. It's all stuff that I can talk to you about. I can tell you about it in my life. I can tell you certain things, but it's stuff that you have to do. Things that you have to do in your heart, in your relationship with God. Everything is. I can preach anything up here, but what you do with it is up to you. That's not my job. Praise the Lord. 4 weeks ago, we preached on understanding our need to be led by God in our lives. 3 weeks ago, I preached on recognizing God's worth and how we are led by what has the greatest value to you. God can only lead you up to that point where something has a greater value. 2 weeks ago, I preached on recognizing our worth, what we are outside of Christ, and that goes along with recognizing our need to have God lead us. When we truly recognize who we are outside of Christ, we understand, man, I need somebody to help me out here. And last week was kind of along the same lines, recognizing who Christ really is and how desperately we need him. Whether we recognize how much we need him or not doesn't change the truth. We are helpless without Christ. There is no other way. That's the lie that we talked about last week that the world tries to give to us. Hey, there's another way. Try this path. Try over here. Maybe you can go this way. Hey, that road seems kind of steep. Why don't you come over this nice wide path over here with all of these wonderful things? And that's a lie. There is no other way. The best way, whether it seems like it to us or not, is God's way. There is no other way besides God's way. John 3:18 says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. There is no other way. Why is it so important for us to understand these things? Why is it so important for me to understand God's worth and my helplessness and who Christ really is? See, when I recognize in my heart who I really am and who Jesus really is, it is only then that I can begin to understand what God has truly given me. If we don't understand how awesome and how great the grace that God is that Mike talked about earlier, if we don't understand that wonderful gift, we don't know what we've got. I guarantee the person who knows what they have will live a completely different life than the person who hasn't taken the time to realize what an awesome, wonderful, undeserved gift we have been given from God. Reading Paul's words of conviction and testament to the awesome power of Christ is one thing. We all read Paul's words, don't we? We love to read Paul's words because it's what we want. We want to count it all as lost compared to Christ. Reading his words and testament to the awesome power of Christ is one thing. I know a lot of people who read the words. I read the words. But you know that when the going gets tough, when the road God leads you down gets too rocky, or too steep, or too scary, or too painful, that is where we learn the truth about us. This is when my convictions and understandings in my heart become separated from what is just words on a page. That is when I find out what I truly believe. about God compared to what I've just been reading about. I read my Bibles for years, and when the going got tough, I discovered that all it really was to me was just words in a book. To be honest with you, it was just words on a page. They weren't in my heart. They weren't my convictions. I was reading about someone else's convictions. They weren't really mine. See, God wants us to know Him. God already knows us. 1 John 3:20 says, "For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. The hairs on your head are numbered." God already knows you. He's outside of time. He's seen your whole life. God knows every single thing about you. What He wants is for you to know Him. Right? God wants you to know Him. That's why the Word became flesh. So that we'd stop reading in between the lines and actually witness what God was trying to tell us in the first place. That's what Jesus is about, so that we can actually understand God, so that we can see Him, we can witness Him, and stop taking our human interpretations of the Word. By doing this, God enables us to be with Him and love Him, because to know God is to know love. 1 John 4:9 and 10 says, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." That was the point of Jesus. By doing that, God has enabled us to be with Him and love Him. Like I said, to know God is to know love. 1 John 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." 1 John is a really awesome book in the Bible. It will really separate your convictions, separate your understanding of what we think love is to what love really is. Sometimes it's downright hard to be a Christian. Anybody going to argue with that? If you do, I'd ask you to check your walk. Sometimes it is downright hard to be a Christian. Matthew chapter 10 is a book of the Bible that comforts me. Even though it's kind of a hard book of the Bible to read, it's comforting to me. Here Jesus is preparing His disciples to go out as sheep among wolves. Says, "You have to be as shrewd as vipers. I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves." He's letting His disciples know, "Hey guys, it's not easy to be My disciples." Is anybody in here a disciple of Christ? Yes, raise your hands if you are a disciple of Christ. That is why you're here today. There's no question. You are a disciple of Christ. And God knows who His disciples are by their fruits. Says in John 15. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus is saying, guys, it's not easy. Like the song, "It's Not Easy Being Green." It's not easy being Jesus' disciples. Joe Phelps got it. He watches Sesame Street. I want to read chapter 10 starting in verse 34. This is Christ and this is the truth. He says, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than Me is not worthy of Me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than Me is not worthy of Me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow Me is not worthy of Me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for My sake will find it." And here I thought Jesus was just puppy dogs and rainbows. No. You guys ever been in a situation where all of a sudden your faith has separated you from people you cared about? Not in your heart, but in their heart. It happens every day when people decide to love Christ more. To love God more than themselves sometimes means to separate yourself from even your family or your closest friends. It's the truth. To be led by God is not easy. To follow God means loving Him more than me. That's what it means to me. For me to follow God means I have to love God more than I love myself, because as soon as it gets hard enough that I love myself more than God, I'm going to stop. I'm going to say, nope, I'm not going through that. Has anybody ever said that to God? I've said that to God. You want me to go where? Bangor, Iowa? To follow God means loving Him more than me. I found out who I loved more when things got tough. Do you know that? That's when you really find out who you love the most, when your faith is actually put into practice. When the road actually becomes steep or rocky and God is leading you, when you become scared and have to rely on Him, that's when you really find out who you love more, you or God. When things got hard, I discovered that to love God means to know Him. You can't love God without knowing Him. That's what the Bible says, is you know love because you know God. You don't know love without God. They're hand in hand, because God is love. To love God means that you know Him. And I discovered that I really didn't know God the way that I assumed that I knew God. I knew all of these words about God, but I never sought out who He really was. And so God has been teaching me who He is. Not who others say He is. Not who I've said He is. But who God says He is. When you sing the song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord," you're asking God to reveal to you who He is. Not with any preconceived notions. God, who are You? I want to know You. You want me to know You. I want You to be the one to show me. That's what these last 4 weeks have been about. It's for you to seek who God really is in your life. Not who you've come to discover Him as. Not who you've been told He is by other people, because that's a big one. We love to tell other people who God is. But if you guys don't do it in your own hearts, you don't know. 1 John says some really convicting things about love, saying if you don't love your brother, you don't know God. Some other stuff like that. To know God is to know love. To love God means that you know God. To be led by God means that you have to love God more than you, and to be able to do that, you have to know God. You guys have to know God. Every day, you have to know God. Anne is smiling. You have to know God. Does anybody want to know God? Life is so much better when you know God. It is so much better, not when you go to church and hear about Him, but when you go home and you do the work and you seek out what you've been given and who Christ really is. That's when you really know God, and that's when you really know love, and that's when God can take you anywhere. I'll tell you the truth. Paul was just a man. We have the Holy Spirit. Peter was just a man. We have the Holy Spirit. I'm just a man. What's the difference between Paul and me? How well we know God. He knew he loved God more than himself. That's why he endured anything for God. Your job every day is to seek out who God wants you to know Him as. You guys got to seek it out for yourselves. Sometimes it involves working through the pain in your past. Sometimes it involves going through just awesome, joyful revelations. God is love. To know God is love, sometimes we have to go through the pain that is in us, because that's not of God, and He wants to purge that from us. Guys, if you don't know God for yourself, you're missing out on so much. Oh, I wish I could just tell you how much you're missing out on. Oh, I missed out on so much for so many years because I listened to what everybody else said God was, and I didn't take the time to seek out who He really was for myself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go this week, I pray that You would just open our hearts up to You, Father God. We have to open our hearts up for You to really see who You are. and to know who you are and to really experience the love of you. To really experience that life where we can love you more than ourselves and be led by you on the greatest adventure that we could have here on earth. The most rewarding eternity as we store up our treasures by following you. Pray that you give everyone courage to look at their lives this week, to look at who you really are, who you are trying to tell them that you are, not who we've made you up to be. Amen.